Sanhedrin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah says, Mishin is chayev b'shtei misos beizdin. Somebody who is liable for two different death penalties, nidon b'chamura. We judge him with the more severe of the two death penalties. Just for example, let's say he has relations with his mother-in-law, who's also a married woman. So she's a mother-in-law, which is sreifa, which is burning, and eishes ish, married woman, adultery, which is chenek, which is death by choking. And since sreifa is more chamor, is more severe, therefore we give him the sreifa. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, he differs, and he says, nidon bezika harishona sheba olav. He says, no, he gets the misa that was the first iser upon which he was responsible for. And that is to say, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that we don't, or not mosif iser al iser. We don't say one iser, one prohibition can piggyback on another. Even when one is more severe than the other, even if with an iser chamer, we do not say iser is chal al iser. Therefore, he would only be in violation of the first iser which he was liable for. Now, what's the scenario? That, let's say the case of the mother-in-law. Let's say, for example, that his mother-in-law was a widow and when he married his wife. So she was not an Eishes Ish. She was Chamoso. She was his mother-in-law, and therefore the chiyuv on her was Sreifa, if he were to have relations with her. Subsequent to that, then she becomes an Eishes Ish. And then he has relations with her. So if he has relations with her when she has those two Isurim on her, but he's liable for the first Isser, which came upon him, which was the Isser of, which is the Isser Chamosa, which is Sreifa. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, we give him Sreifa. However, let's say if she was a married woman, she's an Eishes Ish, and then he marries her daughter, so the first Isser on her was Eishes Ish, which is Chenek. Only subsequent to that did the Isser of mother-in-law come upon him, and according to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't come upon him at all because she's an Eishes Ish, and that's the chiyuv for which he's responsible, and therefore we give him chenek, even though sreif is more chamor. He says the iser that's upon him is the first one, which is the iser of chenek for Eishes Ish.